of the mid to late 60s. Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock at WRJN Local News. Time, let's hit some Christmas classics as well. And coming up after 7 o'clock, it's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest at WRJN. Get ready. Download the Civic Media app right now while we're talking. Get starting on that. Go to civicmedia.us or the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. You'll see WRJN on the list of stations. Click on WRJN, and right after 7 o'clock, I'll give you that keyword to type in and send it for a great prize. I'll tell you what the prize is coming up. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest coming up right after 7 o'clock here at WRJN. Also, we're talking about Harbor Fest coming back to Racine. We'll talk about that right after 7 o'clock, but right now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine and Ocean.
Here's news at 7:01 from CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A candlelight vigil was held last night in Madison, Wisconsin, to remember the victims of the deadly school shooting this week. CBS's Charlie DeMar on the investigation into a motive.
Madison police provided few details, but now say a combination of factors may have led 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow to kill a classmate, a teacher, and wound six others before taking her own life.
Police say they're still looking into whether anyone was specifically targeted and how the shooter obtained the gun. To New York, where new charges were filed against Luigi Mangione.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg indicting Luigi Mangione in the murder of the United Healthcare CEO.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Police have said Mangione was found with a gun, mask, and writings linking him to the ambush outside the New York Hilton Midtown, where Brian Thompson was arriving for his company's annual investor conference. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A government shutdown averted for now. Lawmakers have agreed upon a bipartisan bill to keep the government funded through mid-March. Attached to that bill, legislation that may help get the Washington Commanders back to D.C. It would give D.C.'s government control of the federal RFK Stadium site, which would enable a huge redevelopment project along the Anacostia River, transforming it into a massive sports and entertainment district, complete with a new stadium. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports Disney's decided to change a plot line for a new kids series.
You all did great today.
Pixar, a division of Disney, has removed a transgender storyline from Win or Lose, an animated show about a middle school co-ed softball team. Each episode is told from the perspective of a different character, one of them trans. Disney says lines focused on her gender have now been edited out because the company recognizes many parents prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own.
Teen substance use is down. CBS's Michael Wallace breaks down a new government-funded survey by the University of Michigan.
67% of 12th graders say they had not used alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, or e-cigarettes in the previous month. That's the largest percentage ever seen in this annual survey. A record 80% of 10th graders said they hadn't used any of those substances either.
The only increase was the use of nicotine pouches by 12th graders. 6% said they had used those in the past year. Ahead of the open on Wall Street, Dow futures are up. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters head to the polls tomorrow. It's a vote to determine the new Racine County executive. Some polling places have changed, and people are reminded to check for updates at myvote.wi.gov. The candidates are County Clerk Wendy Christensen and local businessman Ralph Malicki. Malicki was the top vote-getter in the November primary. Polls will be open from 7 to 8 tomorrow, with, again, more information about where to vote and the candidates at myvote.wi.gov. School safety is the focus of a February referendum in Kenosha. With two recent firearm issues at Kenosha schools, many around here are paying attention to the shooting this week. Savannah Tomei Olson continues to cover what happened in Madison.
Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase into yesterday's school shooting. In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why? That's what authorities are working on right now. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A white Christmas isn't out of the question. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. At this point, there's a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow night, with just to the north in Fond du Lac County, a winter storm watch tomorrow into Friday. There was a slight dusting overnight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in first place in the Western Conference, the youngest team in the league. But last night, the Bucks shut them down, 97-81, to win the NBA Cup Championship in Las Vegas. Doc Rivers asked during the trophy presentation, when did he know that they had a chance to win the Cup?
I think we knew this. You know, we struggled coming out of the gates. No one here doubted what we can be and who we can be. And we just hung in there. We stuck together. And this is the byproduct of a team sticking together. But we still have work to do.
College football, add Will Pauling, the Badgers' leading receiver, to the list of players leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. In Green Bay, Matt LaFleur says one of his most improved players this season is wide receiver Christian Watson.
In every phase of the game, he's been A+. Guy is extremely intelligent. We can move him around. He rarely will have a mental error, and he's doing a good job of winning his one-on-one opportunities.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, 34. Snow will continue tomorrow night into Friday. We could get 2 to 4 inches by the time the snow winds down into Friday, with some wind and blowing snow by Friday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I don't stop to think. I just, you know, just, oh no, words are coming out. Oh no. I'm not thinking. What is that? Like, I met this woman recently. I could have sworn she was pregnant. Let me tell you. I know now. I think the rule is don't guess at that ever, 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 ever. Something like that. I didn't have enough evers memorized, you know? So I said, hey, when's that baby due? You ever feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it? It's coming out and loud. Hey, when's that baby do? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. I just, you know, thought we'd talk about them. Talk about the fluffy zoo animals that they, I hear they got them over there. You can go look at them and if you want, touch them. Have you ever guessed somebody's gender wrong? There's no recovering from that. You just got to move on because you ain't wriggling out of nothing, you know? Hey, excuse me, sir? Ma'am. Okay. Okay, bye. Bye, human. Bye, person. Nice to meet you, individual.
And it's time for our Grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest on WRJN. Got a keyword for you. Download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store or go to civicmedia.us. Download the app right away. Do it now, because this hour you have a keyword to enter to win a nice prize. So what you do is you download the app, and you'll see WRJN on the list of call letters there. Click on WRJN. You'll see an area to text. And the keyword I want you to text is real simple. Toy. T-O-Y. Toy. So text that keyword, and you'll be in the running for, what do we have this hour for you here? Let me see. Ooh, overnight vacation getaway. Plus, there's a lot of grand prizes you'd be eligible for as well. So a keyword is toy. Toy. I want you to text us that word right now. You have this hour to do it, and I'll keep reminding you what it is in case you forget. But in the meantime, we're talking about something coming up this summer. It's Harborfest. You say, whoa, 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 Harborfest. That hasn't been around for I mean, a lot of time. And it's coming back. Well, we have two guests here, Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo, who are going to tell you all about it. 18 years. So there are people graduating high school this year that never experienced Harborfest. When you think of it like that, huh?
That's correct, Dan. In fact, as we got feedback from a lot of people that we've talked to along the way, many of them remember Harborfest in a very positive way.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember her because we used to do broadcasts from Harborfest here back in my first incarnation here. So why did Harborfest end 18 years ago? What happened?
Well, there was a number of factors that Gary, by the way. Good to meet you, Don, and say hi to you. Mm-hmm. Don runs a very nice show here, by the way, everybody. But it started in the 90s. As time went on, there was a number of factors that went into why it was discontinued. But we're more focused on bringing it back. And Mark, myself, and Jeff are all neighbors in Racine County in Yorkville. And one day we were together and we had this brainstorm idea that we should think about bringing Harborfest back.
So that's how it started, just a bunch of guys getting together and saying, what about Harborfest?
Yeah, and of course it was a nonprofit group that we put together here, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
Okay, so you're looking for what dates for Harborfest now?
June 13th and 14th at Festival Hall of downtown Racine.
Ah, Flag Day.
Yeah, it's also a Father's Day weekend. So before Father's Day, we think it kind of kicks off the festival season. So we're kind of excited about having that date, and we're praying for really good weather.
Yeah, because it's outdoors.
That's correct.
You got a nice stage there for it and everything.
We actually are going to have both stages going. Yeah. There's the smaller stage and then the main stage. So we've got two stages, and it'll have continuous music going on for the entire time, rotating bands in and out.
You know, we are so fortunate in Racine to have that setting. You're right on the lake. The boats are going by. I mean, that's when you think about it, you can't do that in Topeka, Kansas. It doesn't work. It happens. It works in Racine, though. The big stage wasn't there last time. Now it's here.
Well, we did have it, and we call it the flagship stage. It's just it's redone a little big, grander than it was. We used to do a three-day event. We said, you know, Father's Day got to be tough. People are busy. So we said, let's start with a two-day event, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, is waiting for Friday. And in the summertime, we're going to kick off the festival before Summerfest starts. You get into state fairs and everything else, church festivals. So we think it's a perfect weekend. That Friday, Saturday is, we're going to cross our fingers, but we're hoping for great weather. And if it is, we expect a huge turnout.
Do you have any bands lined up yet?
Well, we don't want to commit yet, I don't think. Do we, Mark?
You have no signatures on the contract?
No signatures, but okay. We're close to some announcing. You know, the main thing is if this is going to become a reality, and that's going to be due to sponsorships.
Yeah. But, so speak to the people who could sponsor right now. What are you going to tell them?
Well, this is truly a community event for the Racine and Racine County area. And we understand that economic times are difficult, but the message we want to give them is this is an event that during its heyday brought between 5,000 and 10,000 people per day to the Racine area. We think it's good economically. We think it's good for the community. Truly, our effort, Don, when we talked about this with the three of us, was we wanted to give something back. We're all businessmen that have been in the Racine area for years and years and years. And we truly wanted to do this at a nonprofit and give back to the community. And the message we give to the sponsors out there, including the big companies in Racine, is we need their support. We need them to step up and consider how they might sponsor and support an event like this that will be good for the community.
And since the last Harborfest, we have new hotels downtown. We've got new restaurants downtown. There's so much has changed since last time. Festival Hall's got a new roof.
Yeah,
that's correct. So when you think about, look at all the things that have changed for the better since then. So if people want to come out of town, you got new hotels to stay at now, which is really nice too. So you can make a whole weekend out of it.
Yeah, that's going to be a big benefit. But talk a little bit more on the sponsorships. We do have the flagship stage naming sponsor sold. We have the VIP lounge sponsor sold, but we are looking for the naming sponsor. And Don, back in the, when we were talking about the previous Harborfest, it was called Piggly Wiggly Harborfest.
Yeah.
So we're still looking for a naming sponsor for the event. And then we have the second stage as well. And then there's a number of smaller sponsorships available that we talk about. We call it Support Racine and things like that. So we certainly would be interested in talking to anybody that would be interested in sponsoring the event.
All right, hold on a second, guys. We're talking to Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo from the New Harbor Fest, which is expected to start on June 13th and 14th, Father's Day weekend, and Flag Day. Can't forget Flag Day. We're going to talk more about Harbor Fest in just a moment. I want to right now remind you that our WRJN Grown Up Gift List statewide text to win contest is going on this hour. And the keyword we want you to send us is toy, toy, like a children's toy, T-O-Y. Go to wherever you get your apps or go to civicmedia.us, download the Civic Media app. At the, you'll see a list of call letters there. Go to WRJN, your favorite radio station. Click on that, and you'll see an area for texting. Text the word toy this hour. Toy, you have until 8 o'clock to do it. So do it right now before you forget, before you get ready for work. You want to get that in there because we're giving away an overnight stay prize, and you'll be eligible for some grand prizes as well. So do that right now. I see them coming in. Text the keyword toy and get in on our statewide text to win contest here at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
It's the final day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, and we're wrapping things up with a spectacular offer. 40% off all Big Deals gift certificates until midnight tonight. We thank you for shopping local and buying local through our Big Deals program. Your support for local business makes a real difference as the new year approaches. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and grab any remaining gift certificates at 40% off while supplies last. Today only with WRJN's 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Don't forget, our keyword in our statewide text to win contest this hour is toy. Toy, get the Civic Media app and send that to us right now, and you'll be in the running for a nice weekend getaway plus some other grand prizes. It's 721 at WRJN. My guests, Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo, they are the folks who got together one day and said, what about Harbor Fest? Why don't we put that together? And here it is, coming up in a couple of months, six and a half months from now.
Hard to believe. You know, Don, you mentioned bands and what we're doing, and while we're not ready to divulge who we've got.
Yeah, you don't have a signature yet. Yeah.
No, we don't. Yeah. And we're still, again, waiting for some of the big sponsors to come in and support us. But what we are doing is, in our first year, because we're really trying to do this at the lowest possible cost to give us success, because we're committed for the long term, is we're really focusing right now on really popular local and regional bands. So we want some local flavor and some local talent, as well as we've looked at ethnic music also, because we have a large ethnic crowd in the Racine area. So we're pretty excited about our current list, assuming we can get them all signed.
Let me give out some information here. If you want to be a volunteer or you want to be a sponsor, you can go to racineharborfest.com, or you can email contact@RacineHarborFest.com. You're lucky you got that handle there, RacineHarborFest.com. It's not like anybody else would have, you know, taken it.
Yeah, the only thing we're missing is the naming rights right in front of that, and that's what the tickets and brochures and everything would say once we sign a naming sponsor, like it used to be back in the day, Piggly Wiggly Harbor Fest. We will be adding that right in front of the Racine Harbor Fest, so...
Piggly Wiggly, the first supermarket in America.
That's correct.
Yeah, they started the whole thing of supermarkets. Before that, this local grocery stores, you know, little bodegas you go into. Okay, so let's do a quick review here. I want to make sure we get everything in here. You guys got together, Racine Harbor Fest, and is 5K Events involved in this at all, or are they just hosting it? Is that how that works?
Yeah, well, 5K Events is really the people who manage Festival Hall for the city of Racine.
They did a great job coming back and putting this, and before that, it was kind of languishing. I'll tell you something. These people at 5K Events are really doing a great job at revitalizing Festival Hall and Memorial Hall.
Yeah, our journey in this, Don, is quite interesting. We met with the people who were managing it to begin with, and we stopped. And we said, we're not doing any further until we meet with the mayor and the city officials and gain support for this event. And what we learned there was that they were looking at going with 5K. After that, shortly after that, we met with 5K, and they were super excited about us and really rolled out the carpet and did a lot of special things to make it easy for us to say yes. So we agree with you. They brought a new flavor. They're cleaning up Festival Hall. They're going to make it look beautiful with flowers and landscaping. And you mentioned this earlier. The venue there is absolutely spectacular right on Lake Michigan. So we know we have the right ingredients here. We just need to be able to make it happen.
Too bad you're not here Friday. You know, he'll be here this Friday. The mayor will be sitting in your chair.
Oh, well, say hello to him. He's a big part of why we move forward.
Yeah. We'll mention that. The mayor, Corey Mason, he'll be in here on Friday. We'll mention that. Okay, so this is definitely going to happen, right?
Well, I don't know about definitely. We still need more sponsors, but right now it's on course to happen, and a final decision will be made very soon. But we do need more sponsors at this point.
Well, I'm booking my weekend for that weekend, so it's got to happen now. Once I put it in my phone as a calendar date, it's done.
It's in stone.
I can't get it out. It's going to remind me about it. I want to give everybody those addresses again. For more information on how to become a volunteer or a sponsor, go to RacineHarborFest.com. RacineHarborFest.com. Harbor is H-A-R-B-O-R. And I mentioned that because I had a shopping center near my house that spelled it B-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. So they spell it both ways.
It's a northeast.
So you want to do H-A-R-B-O-R. So RacineHarborFest.com. Or you can email the guys at contact@RacineHarborFest.com. contact@RacineHarborFest.com. If I email you now, whose phone's going to go off?
Well, it actually comes to all three of us.
All three.
Jeff, Mark, and myself. So.
I was going to email and see whose phone started lighting up and say, hey, listen, I got $100,000 I don't know what to do with. What do you want me to do with this money? And there's so many big businesses that would benefit from this in town. So it's worth it to become a sponsor because there's going to be so many people there. It's going to be packed.
Right.
You got a whole Father's Day weekend. And you've got Flag Day, and it's just like the first festival of the summer.
Yeah, kick off to the summer.
You know, one of the things,
you're missing summer by 1 week.
One of the things, Don, that we didn't get a chance to talk about during this was the food. Well, it's a music festival, but it's also about food. And we're lucky enough to have Jeff Marsh from Charcoal Grill be a part of our group.
Wow.
He's one of our sponsors, one of our group, our committee people. And Jeff is also going to have his charcoal grill restaurants there.
That's where I go for ribs.
You got it. And they'll be there along with some of the best food trucks in the South East Wisconsin area. So we'll have food, beverage, merchandise. We have a lot planned for people to come out and enjoy Harbor Fest.
You know, that's something that wasn't around the first time. Food trucks.
Right.
It's so easy to bring a restaurant in now because you don't have to set up a kitchen. You just drive in the food truck and everything's there.
And we're going to have a number of them. Yeah. But, Mark, I think if you could take a second just to talk about the nonprofit part of the our plans.
Yeah, we just decided to do this for nonprofit, and at minimum 15% of our net proceeds or profit will go to local charities. And we have selected Racine Food Bank as one of the charities.
Oh,
and we're in the process right now of vetting three other ones that we're looking at. We want to select two to begin with. And so part of our effort is really, truly to give back the profit from this to local charities in the community that need help.
I just want to skip winter and get right to this.
Yeah,
I want to forget about snow and cold weather. And I just want to get right to this. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo, two of the guys getting together to bring back Racine Harbor Fest. And the date's tentatively. Well, this is not in stone, but it's pretty close. The cement is hardening as we talk.
Correct.
Let's put it that way. June 13th and 14th at Festival Park. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I just want to get started right now.
Don, thank you very much for having us on today.
Now, I'm just going to mention two words, Taylor Swift. See what you can do. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming in. I do appreciate it. 728 WRJN. Don't forget our text to win keyword. Our statewide text to win contest keyword this hour is toy. Toy. Have until the top of the hour to get it to us. Download the Civic Media app. Go to WRJN and text the word toy to us. But right now, here's Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. Oh, this could not be good. Both doorbells in the apartment, front door and back door, rang simultaneously. Young man, 19, Phil, he called himself, jumped when he heard the doorbell chorus, answered the front door. At the same time, his newlywed wife answered the back door. Each was confronted by a sturdy, stocky policeman. We've had a few complaints, the officers informed Phil and his wife. Mind if we look around? They were not asking. Accompanied by the obviously anxious young couple, the cops first went to the apartment's kitchen. There they found two men sitting at a table, eating. What's the problem, officers? One of them said. Problem was that the neighbors had grown suspicious. They had fretted, watching people come and go at all hours. People carrying odd-looking parcels, apparently equipment of some kind. Then the draperies were drawn night and day. In that prohibition era, it could mean only one thing, a still. They were making illegal hooch in the apartment. The three men and the woman looked at one another. I can assure you, officers, that nothing illegal is happening here, she declared. But by then, the policemen had gone into the dining room where they discovered the strangest array of peculiar contraptions that either of them could have imagined on the dining table, on the floor, sprawled into an adjoining room, jamming a closet. All right, what is this? One of the cops demanded. Teenage Phil thought fast. It's a laboratory. That's it, he answered. It's my laboratory. I'm a scientist. All right, Einstein, said the other cop. What's all this about? Now, Phil was a shy, even sheepish young fellow most of the time, farm boy originally. But when he was under pressure, he transformed somehow into a brilliant, compelling orator. And now, once again, he flailed his arms, expounding on his scientific theories, explaining that the two men having lunch in the kitchen were his investors. But specifically, what was Phil doing here? The policeman asked yet again, and Phil told them. At first, their jaws dropped, and then gradually, eventually, uproariously, they laughed. One thing for sure, whatever crazy thing these crazy people were up to, it did not appear to be against the law. So the burly policeman, still chuckling, departed, leaving the four in the apartment much relieved and smiling to themselves. Because, you see, everything Phil had said was true. He was a gifted teenager with a bright, potentially lucrative idea, and the idea had attracted two investors named Everson and Gorell. The money man had put up Phil and his wife, Pam, in that Los Angeles apartment so Phil could bring his invention to life. And he did, by the way. And an industry was born. You see what, Phil? 19-year young Philo T. Farnsworth. What he told the policeman that day in the summer of 1926 was, I'm going to send pictures through the air. I'm about to create television. That's why they laughed. You know what he went ahead and did? Create television. Now you know the rest of the story.
And we've got another rest of the story. Dan Marcus has one for you, 12:05 this afternoon here at WRGN. To learn how your business can be a sponsor as one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRGN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:32. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will cast their ballots tomorrow in a special election to choose a new county executive. Polls will be open from 7 to 8. The race has local businessman Ralph Malicki against County Clerk Wendy Christensen. Malicki was the top vote-getter in the November primary. Voters are being told to verify their polling locations at myvote.wi.gov. Some polling places in Racine County have changed for this election. Public defender delays will cause a two-month setback for an accused killer in Kenosha. A preliminary hearing for Lawrence G. Franklin will take place in February after being delayed this week in court. He's charged with two counts of homicide for the death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha back in September. Franklin took off and was arrested in Texas. Prather was a 22-year-old mother of three and was 8 months pregnant. Franklin is being held on $1.5 million bond. Hundreds gathered in Madison at the state capitol for a candlelight vigil last night. They were there to mourn the victims of Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Police are still trying to find a motive in the shooting. A new $300 million natural gas plant could be coming to Kenosha County. We Energies is looking to stay on top of increasing energy demands with a 128-megawatt gas facility planned for the town of Paris. If approved, construction could begin in February, with the project completed by July of 26. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A high-pressure group of lobbyists on behalf of farm groups trying to deliver the goods for the holiday season. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We know that there is a must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown that Congress is considering in Washington, D.C. Now, farmers need to pay attention to it as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson, in a last-minute breakthrough, included monies for agriculture.
What you'll see reflected in this final package is of $10 billion, okay, to start that. In addition to that, the USDA moved some things around, and they've added $2 billion for specialty crops that they announced in late November. So help is on the way. We think we're giving them a big boost of relief at exactly the right time, in the nick of time, frankly. So there's always more to do. There's always more to do. But I think this is an important step for Congress. I think the people involved understand that. And it sends a signal to lenders and creditors that Congress will not abandon our food producers.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson. He also says the stopgap bill includes nationwide approval for year-round E15 sales. If anything changes, we'll try to keep you posted at MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Some nice gains yesterday on dairy. Barrel cheese gained 5.5 cents to 178.5. 40-pound block cheese went up 3.75 at 186. And AA butter, 2 cents stronger on Tuesday to 252 a pound. Now this morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 9, 2040 to 100 weight. Currently, March corn's unchanged. December new crop down 0.5 at 438. January soybeans are down 9 at 968. November new crop down 13 at 976. March wheat down 0.5 at 545. July new crop down 0.5 at 561 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the markets and food related news. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, 34. Snow will continue tomorrow night into Friday. We could get 2 to 4 inches by the time the snow winds down into Friday, with some wind and blowing snow by Friday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I just received my first text message the other day. I'm not part of that world. I didn't know what it was. I'd heard of them, but I never got one. My cell phone made a noise that I never made before. I was like, "Bing!" I'm like, "Oh, wow, what?" It said, "You have a text message." I don't even know what to do. I was like, "Come in, text message." My wife had to show me how to read a text message. My first one ever. I was all excited. I opened it up. It said, "Yo, yo, we clubbing tonight?" Grandma? My first text message of my whole life was a wrong number.
That's true.
And I wanted to be polite and let that person know that it was a wrong number. So my wife had to show me how to write one back. So I wrote back, "To whom it may concern, I am not Mr. Yo-Yo. I am sending you this notification as a courtesy to alert you to the fact that you have not reached the
Speed. The sun's rising, the coffee's perking, what a morning without Don Rosen.
She went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
La, my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
look out now.
My boyfriend's back.
Boy, when I can see him coming, so you better get up running on right now.
Yes, the Angels, My Boyfriend's Back at 7:42. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, this holiday season at WRJN. Right now, it's our grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest on WRJN. Our keyword this hour is toy. That's a perfect Christmas keyword, toy. And what we want you to do is download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store or go to civicmedia.us. Download the app. List, look at the call letters. You'll find WRJN on the list. Click on WRJN and text us that keyword, toy. You have until 8 o'clock this morning to do it. The keyword again is toy, T-O-Y. Get that to us right away. You like that? You like the holiday decorations up at stores? Yeah, if you walk down Main Street in Racine, they did such a good job putting up their holiday displays. 3% of people think retailers should keep their holiday displays up year-round. Yet 21% of people said, 4 weeks is plenty. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 74. Cloudy tonight, lows 22. Cloudy, about a half an inch of snow expected tomorrow with a high near 34. Right now it's sunny at 29 degrees here in Radio Park. It's 7:43. I've got Smokey and the Miracles with the Tracks of My Tears.
People say I'm the life of the party, cause I tell a joke or two. Loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
That's it on the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears, local news, timeless hits. Don't forget our keyword this hour is TOY. T-O-Y, TOY. Text that keyword to us on the Civic Media app, and you'll be in the running for an overnight stay and some grand prizes here at WRJN. It's our statewide Text to Win contest. Just a quick reminder here, head to civicmedia.us contest terms for full rules for our statewide Text to Win contest, all right? Okay, a lot of people complaining about the cheap and terrible holiday bonuses they're receiving this year. They include a sales team that got a book on how to better... How to be better at sales. Somebody got a Starbucks gift card for $10. That's not too bad. Cheesecake Factory gave their workers a cheesecake from Costco. A mandatory work party that costs money to attend. A $30 DoorDash voucher. That's not too bad. And a subscription to a Jelly of the Month Club. One person said we were told we were getting nothing. Management's excuse was, well, not everybody celebrates Christmas, so it wouldn't be fair. Well, that's an easy way to get away with it, huh? 747 WRJN.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Don't miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autograph signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, The Jerry Kramer Story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways. For the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific.
Gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home.
And Christmas classics like that from Perry Como, home for the holidays here at WRJN. One more time, I want to remind you, just got a couple of minutes now. It's our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest here on WRJN. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, or go to civicmedia.us, download the app, go to WRJN. You see a list of call letters. Click on WRJN and text the keyword TOY. TOY, you'll have until 8 o'clock this hour to be in the running for some really nice prizes. That is a TOY. Text that keyword until 8 o'clock. Your next chance to win will be at 11 and 1 with Dan Marcus and 4 o'clock this afternoon. Another keyword with Kurt Ballman. It's all coming up here at WRJM. Hey, in cat news, a study found cats are cutthroat murderers, willing to kill and eat just about anything. Identified 2,084 different species they consume, from birds and mice to lizards and insects. I owned a cat. I never thought of him as a cutthroat murderer, but, you know. I don't think he ever killed anything. It's 7:53 with the Stone Ponies, Linda Ronstadt.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out.
Linda Ronstadt, different drum, local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too at WRJN at 7:56. Looking for sunshine today with 134. Right now sunny and 29 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, the top reasons kids love the holidays so much, number one, the gifts, then visiting Santa. I used to sit on Santa Claus's lap all the time. Yeah, I used to love that. Decorating the house, the food, of course. And this used to be the number one reason when I went, when I was a kid, no school. That's a good reason to love the holidays, huh? It's 7:56 now. The Hughes Corporation. Let's rock the boat.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. To rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat.
Let begin. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Yes, they're named after Howard Hughes. The Hughes Corporation rocked the boat. It's 7:59 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. Hey, a poll asked 2,000 Americans which major Christmas traditions they would be open to getting rid of. And gift-giving made the top five, believe it or not. Number one was sending Christmas cards. I don't think a lot of people do that now, just by the amount I'm receiving in the mail. Ugly Christmas sweaters, want to do away with those. Gift-giving, number three. Secret Santa gift exchanges and Christmas music. Now, it's possible they just gave people a list of 10 things they had them rank, but it's still surprising the gift-giving ranked number three of the things they want to get rid of. The rest of the top 10, watching Christmas movies, Elf on the Shelf, Christmas lights, really, holiday treats and decorating your tree came in 10th place. It's like they're canceling Christmas altogether. Now, they also asked people to rank some new traditions they'd like to swap in, spending all day in your pajamas, focusing on quality time together instead of gifts, decorations, and meals. Take a vacation. Have a themed Christmas vacation like Tropical Christmas or Christmas in Pajamas. We really want to spend Christmas in our pajamas, don't we? Going on a quiet personal retreat, so a vacation without your family. The rest of the top 10, a big breakfast instead of a big dinner. I like that. Spend the day volunteering. That's nice. Only do-it-yourself gifts are allowed. Friends only Christmas, no family. We still want to get rid of that family, don't we? And instead of gifts, give handwritten letters of gratitude, which, you know what? That's not a bad idea. 8 o'clock on the noggin now.